Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Every opportunity we have, we need to vote our biblical values. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, if Christians and other people of faith voted their biblical values, now there's some things that are debatable, obviously, and you can have different views on, but there's some things that are non-negotiable, indisputable, and non-debatable. And if you vote those biblical values, every time you have an opportunity, at whatever election opportunity you have, this country would be a different place.
Yeah, no question about it. Over 80% of Americans identify as Christians. If voters voted in line with the clear precepts of Scripture, then we would be living in an entirely different country, Matt. Those on the left would say, oh, it would be a theocracy. No, we would be living in a nation that simply recognizes the truths of Scripture and the fact that the Bible is the handbook for human existence, and a nation that recognizes God's sovereignty is a nation that is going to be successful, as we have been throughout our history.
Well, Samuel Adams wrote in the Boston Gazette the following. He says, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a present or a compliment to please an individual, or at least that he ought not so to do, but he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country." Very well said. You can also look at others who have, through time, like Charles Finney says, "The time has come that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them." Christians, he said, have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come when they must act differently. Christians seem to act as if they thought God did not see what they do in politics, but I tell you, he does see it. Finney goes on to say, "And he will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics." Now, that's Charles Finney. That's his Lectures on Revivals of Religion in 1868. Charles Finney was one of the great revivalist preachers, and he was part of the early American Revolution. There's many other quotes like that and other resources that we have available for pastors and churches and Christians to be involved in extending their biblical values into the public sector every time you have an opportunity to vote. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, pastorsandchurches.org. That's pastorsandchurches.org, to find out information about how you, your church, and your pastors can get involved.
Well, Matt, a lot of people might say, they might be listening right now, they might say, well, I'm confused. What does it, you know, we hear the left, even President Obama from time to time will even evoke Scripture, will evoke the Bible to try to push some kind of one of his Marxist policies and take some biblical principle out of context. So people say, is that what we mean by voting biblical values? No, we're talking about some very specific things that are clearly in keeping within the scriptural admonitions to us. Some of these things are, for instance, to secure the sanctity of human life. That's a big one, Matt.
No question about it. The sanctity of human life is the right of all rights. The Declaration of Independence say we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. In other words, government doesn't give them and doesn't take them away. Among which, the Declaration says, is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God has endowed us, infused us with an unalienable right, including the right to life. Without the right to life, there are no other rights that exist. The right of property, the Second Amendment, any other right is illusory to a corpse. You've got to have the preeminent foundational right to life as the basic building block. That's indisputable. We can't kill ourselves and expect our society to be strong and survive. You just simply can't do it. Another is marriage. Marriage and families are the first cell, the very first form of government. Mamas and dads, male and female, husbands and wives, procreate the next generation and provide the most stable an optimal environment for raising young girls and boys to be young women and men and productive citizens of our society. You've got to strengthen that relationship. You can't deconstruct it and assume that children don't need moms or don't need dads, and that two people of the same sex are just as good as opposite sex mom and dad. They're not. They're not interchangeable. Those are indisputable biblical values, and there's no discussion points on those.
Right.
Those are indisputable. You can debate on whether you want to have higher taxes or lower taxes, and you can have differences of opinion as to whether the speed limit should be a certain level or whether we should spend our money on this or that. But those are two indisputable issues you can't. The other is religious freedom. We have a right to be able to worship our Creator, and government should not interfere with our religious freedom.
Yeah, another one is to secure the fundamental rights of parents. You know, there are those who, as a matter of public policy, again, like President Obama, who seek to replace, to supplant the role of parents and the rights of parents with government, with big government programs, with public education, in order to indoctrinate and control the minds of children. That undermines the fundamental rights of parents. You know, the Ten Commandments of children: honor your father and your mother. Honor thy father and mother. The leftist notion is children honor thy government.
Well, you know, one of the sermons from Reverend Francis Grimke, 1909, says, if the time ever comes when we shall go to pieces, it will be from inward corruption, from the disregard of right principles, from losing sight of the fact that righteousness exalts a nation, but that sin is a reproach to any people. And also, if you look at Noah Webster, Webster said, who had the Webster's Dictionary, Webster said, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public officers, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God. The preservation of government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens, he said, neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made not for the public good so much as for the selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. If a Republican government, and he doesn't mean Republican or Democrat in that context, if a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, he said, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer their laws. That's Noah Webster in The History of the United States in 1832.
Now, Matt, isn't it incumbent upon shepherds to take care of their flock? And isn't it the job of pastors to encourage Christian voters to exercise their civic duty, to exercise, to vote their values? Shouldn't they be encouraging that from the pulpit?
There's no doubt about it. And that's why Liberty Council has the Pastors and Patriots Initiative. And we also are not only reaching out to pastors all over the country, we're doing this in multiple states, and we're doing that week in and week out, daily, meeting with pastors, trying to encourage them and educate them. We have Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, me, David Barton, and others speaking to pastors. And we also have the Who Will Stand rallies, and these are rallies that we're doing all over the country in churches. Again, Governor Mike Huckabee is bringing a message along with David Barton, Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, James Robinson, me, and many others in the Who Will Stand rallies. I encourage you to go to two different websites. They go to the same place, pastorsandchurches.org, for information about what pastors and churches can do, and whowillstandrally.com, whowillstandrally.com, or pastorsandchurches.org, either one of those. You can learn more about the pastor meetings, and you can learn more about when and where a Who Will Stand rally will happen in your locale. Again, the website is pastorsandchurches.org for more information. It's time to make a difference. It is indeed time for people of faith to vote biblical values. We need to not only educate, but we need to motivate and we need to act. Voting is not a political act. It is a prophetic witness to the community. It's an extension of our biblical values. It is an extension of what we believe and teach on Sunday to the community on Monday, all the way through the rest of the week and beyond. We cannot neglect not only the opportunity, but the duty to vote. It is not just an opportunity for us, it's a duty to vote. If we see an opportunity to prevent evil and we don't act, then we have acted and we've been complicit in evil. If we don't act to put somebody in power, in position to stop evil and to exalt righteousness, then we are doing exactly the opposite. We are exalting evil and stifling righteousness. Go to pastorsandchurches.org, pastorsandchurches.org, to find out where a rally is taking place in your community and a meeting with pastors. Again, the website is pastorsandchurches.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.